Welcome back. Especially welcome those back that's joined us in the beginning and rode to the break with us. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I with Peanut. We're here with the Vogler Vogler and the Matty G running the controls. What do you think, Chris? What a beautiful...
It's great today.
Great to be back in the studio. And it is. Back in the saddle, so to speak, you know, doing the show. And man, it's rainy out there. Be careful driving on the roads. It was really nasty coming in this morning. A lot of you out of electric. Be careful out there. And we're going to run down to the Ozarks right now. We need to get a report. We're getting a little intro for this guy. Yeah. Cowboy, on a steel horse I ride. I'm wanted, dead or alive. Yeah, he's wanted dead or alive. Billy Wildman River Rat Smith. Finally got a hold of me here just a while ago and was able to get a hold of him, huh, Vogler Vogler?
Yes.
Get a little signal and bring the Billy Boy into the show with us. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Ray.
Yes, my
Good
boy.
Good morning.
Great to hear your voice. Right. Great to hear your voice.
It is.
I miss you, my friend.
It's wonderful to hear both of you guys.
Yeah.
And to know that Peanut is there, too.
Peanut's here doing fine, Billy Boy. Appreciate your report in the text message. I was reading that, and I was going to read that on the air, and then we went back and forth, and I'd much rather talk to you than me read something, you know, just much better.
Well, yes. Yes, that's a lot better. But, we're doing great down here in the Ozarks. We've, had a morning storm, thunderstorm to move through, and it's just very pleasant and peaceful now. Rivers are getting in great shape.
That's good to know.
Been out on it a couple of times now in the last week. And, of course, the first thing I want to tell you about is we had a very successful fishing trip this last week,
yes.
Wednesday, on the Jack's Fork. We put in at Emnis. We're in motorized vessels, boat and motor.
Okay.
Until just the last couple of days, they had not opened it up for floaters, but certain sections are. But we were in the boat motor with fishing, caught our limit in Goggle Eye, which that's 15 a person, with
wow.
the new 7-inch length limit. And we caught numerous smallmouth and some really nice ones, you know, the 15, 16 inch.
Wow.
Had a couple about 17, 18 inch, nice smallmouth. And, you know, Ray, we had that discussion earlier about
yeah.
how to approach. You know what? My uncle had already been a couple of days previous of that. And it's the same places, basically, the same presentation.
Same presentation.
It's normal.
Okay. That's
yes.
good to know. That's good to know. Yeah, that was a question I had. You know, we talked about that before, about all the flooding and washing out and stuff. Is it change? Is structure change? Is it fishing change? And obviously it doesn't. That's good for people to know that's going to go down into the Ozarks and do a little fishing.
Yes, it is. It is. And what I've noticed in that, like I said, I was from on the Jack's Fork from Emnis down to what we call Two Rivers, where it meets up with the Kurt River. And no significant changes.
Okay.
The only thing that is neat is in that it really kind of, in some ways, kind of channelized it and pushed some of the logs and stuff, obstructions, more to the side of the on the banks. Not that there are some chutes that's got logs, root wads in it, and that, and a floater needs to be very cautious with that right now.
Right.
And,
You think, Billy, that Mother Nature is way beyond all of our thinking and what we believe is going on? Mother Nature knows how to take care of itself, and that's probably Mother Nature flushing out the rivers, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a natural order
yeah.
that's going on. You know, we just haven't seen it in our lifetime.
Right.
We have witnessed, and I use the flood depth that happened at Van Buren because I used to live down there for
right.
Many years, and we experienced 27 and a half feet in our lifetime. Well, it crested at 37 plus.
Wow.
So we had not seen the effects of what another 10 foot, the force of that water. and you can see it on the riverbanks. I was on Kern River from Round Springs down to what we call Bland Chute, which is about a mile below Jerktail.
Right.
You know, 10 miles down the river, basically, from Round Springs. And what you see on the banks is the small timber, the trees, the willows, and the larger timber laid down a lot and uprooted, and that along the banks or out on the old river channel, river bottom areas, and the bark stripped off of them and that.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I thought was strange when I saw the bark stripped off the trees, the real white, light-colored trees, because there's no bark on them now.
Yes.
That took some force, you know what? My goodness, can you imagine the force it took to do that? Hey, one of the things, I don't want to interrupt you, but one of the things you said in your message yesterday or today, I don't remember, you said one of the gravel bars was gone. I find that really interesting.
Oh, yes. In fact, actually, I was talking to a friend of mine last night, James Burr, who's on the river a lot, boat riding and stuff, and he had put in at Two Rivers and come up the same day I was on there. And we both noticed that we actually had of course, we've still got a couple feet of extra water for normal. And we've noticed a loss of some of our traditional gravel bars to where we all might, you know, boat to or float to and gather up and have a big time on the river.
Right.
And one of them, there's one famous spot that we have at mouth of Big Creek that was this really tremendously big gravel bar, and it's gone.
Wow.
It is, and the river has just a drop off right there. And it's a favorite spot for locals to boat up to and gather up, visit. Barbecue, eat, you know, just have a good time.
I remember when we were on the river with the girls for the river hunt, and you guys took us up by that beautiful bluff, and we put in on that gravel bar, and I remember some of the Ozark beverages that you guys happened to have in those cups for us on that day.
Oh, yes, yes. We will have some of that. You know that old song, you know, you go down the road a mile or two from here, and, you know, they'll holler log.
We know what we're talking about.
Don't get me singing.
I don't want you singing. Vogelwagner looks perplexed, but I'll explain it to him when we go to commercial break.
Yeah, yeah. So, so Ray, really, it's shaping up right now on the Kern River in Jack's Fork. Which the majority of it, you know, in this area is under the jurisdiction of Ozark National Scenic Riverways.
Right.
They have it open for floating from the headwaters of the Kern River. Which
did we lose you? Back? There you go. We lost you for
a
second.
Okay. All right, let me
do that
reposition
again.
Myself and see if that helps. Okay. The Ozark Scenic Riverway is the Kern River Jack's Fork. The upper part of the Kern River is now open for floating.
Okay.
From the Tan Vat down to Round Spring.
Okay.
That section is open for floating, and then the upper Jack's Fork from Buck Hollow Highway 17 Bridge to Alley Spring.
Okay, that's
and
good to
then
know.
And all of it is open for motorized vessels.
Okay, that's great. That's good. We're gonna talk to our friend Jim Anderson here next segment about the flood damage and things down there. And between you and him, we should have a great report of what's going on down there in the Ozarks after all that extensive flooding. What, Vogelwagner? He's looking at me like he's lost. What?
No, I'm just agreeing and just listening.
But he always looks like a lost puppy, doesn't he, Billy?
He does well. first city boy.
Yeah, atta boy. All right, Billy boy. Awesome report. We really appreciate you giving us that report. Awesome. Good stuff.
Yes.
Are you on the porch this morning?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're killing me. I love that screened-in porch.
Coffee.
Oh, you know what? When I get off the air and post the radio show, I'm going to put a picture of us on that porch.
All right. Yeah. That'd be great.
Right. Hey, that beautiful lady that's there with you that is way out of your league, give her a hug this morning from Uncle Ray, will you?
I will, and she says good morning to you.
Yeah,
this morning,
good morning, sweetheart. She is a beautiful lady. You're a lucky guy, buddy. You're a lucky man.
Did you hear that?
What'd she say?
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. I was just telling Billy he was a lucky guy to have you.
Well, thanks. I tell him that all the time.
That a girl. thank you.
That ends that conversation.
Yeah, that's the end of that. Well, thank you guys for having us in your home down there and on the porch, and I'll have to come back and have a little more of that apple pie, okay?
All right. You bet.
Thank you, Billy.
Take care.
All right.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Great Saturday. Bye. Is that an awesome report or what?
That's excellent.
Peanuts wound up. We got somebody coming in the radio station. She thinks it's her radio station, right, guys?
Yes, it is.
Peanut, stop.
Just want to make this note to all that have served. We salute you. It's Armed Forces Day today, May 20th. 2017?
Why didn't we start the show off with that? You need to do your job and let me know. I'd put Armed Forces music on, and we played all kinds of military stuff. What's wrong with you, boy?
I got curly hair, and I'm
Billy says
medicated.
You're all right, though. Billy says you're
I guess
right.
I blew that one.
Let's take a break, Matty G, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.